Welcome in to the second hour of this fine program. You missing the first hour, you can download that. The fan website, 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app lets you go backwards, forwards, see chapters, except you can't go to the future. That would be impossible. Also, check us out on youtube.com/1051thefan. You can check out previous episodes, rewind, fast forward as well, except for into the future. That would be impossible. Jordan Schultz joins us today. Schultzy, I'm very happy to see you today. It's been a while.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I think it's been like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Happy fall. It's officially the start of fall. As of
Is it officially
right?
today?
I thought it was today or yesterday. Like, we can put pumpkins out now. Like, oh. it's good old Halloween time.
Is it October yet?
No.
Oh, man.
No, but my Halloween decorations have been up in my house for a week.
Don't do that.
Danny's neighbor has Christmas lights up.
Yeah. See, I'm full-on Christmas guy, but that starts the day after Halloween. Like, I will be starting Christmas music in my house November 1.
That's disgusting. Whoa.
You're disgusting, sir. You kidding me? There's a lot of joy in my house, damn it. It's because Hallmark movies and Christmas music starts November 1.
I am a people person. I am good at dealing with people. What's wrong with you people? I'm a happy guy, damn it!
Yeah! Forcing it! No, but really, it's I am that sick one, but we start the Halloween stuff maybe like middle of September, so.
Well, we're glad to have you, buddy.
Yeah, you guys too.
Glad to have you. We'll get into some college football here the rest of this hour. A little NFL-heavy situation going on in Atlanta. What was that? Also,
I'm so glad that I didn't bet that game.
Also,
I almost did.
Another game that I'm glad I didn't bet. Cowboys, what are we doing here?
I bet that game.
Web Gems at 11:45, so hang out with us. But we'll stick in college football as we kind of had a detour with this Bruce Pearl thing that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. But it did get me excited for college basketball.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I love college
ball. Look, you're lucky you got the one co-host at the station who gives a damn about college basketball.
Oh, thank God.
You know?
Thank God, dude.
So we will, especially when it gets closer to NBA draft time, we will definitely.
Because nobody wants to hear me talk about college basketball.
No. But I do.
Lynch used to do it with me on the hot corner. Once in a while, we could talk hoops. Well, he went to Syracuse, so that helped.
Yeah.
So it's like Syracuse hoops were always a must-watch.
It helped at least, you know, a couple decades ago.
I was going to say when they were good. Yeah, it's been good. A bit. No. Boeheim left when?
10-3 going into the fourth quarter was the score of Texas Tech and Utah. Boy, we wanted this game to be amazing. We were trying to will it into existence all week.
And it was an amazingly horrific game.
It was like a car crash
and
I'm trying to watch.
And Tech and Utah were inventing ways to screw up in that game. And it was just like, oh my God, this is an incredible car crash.
Well, Morton gets benched.
Well, he didn't get benched. Mm. He got knocked out of the game.
Yeah, and it looked like I don't want you to go back in.
Well, I mean,
even if you are healthy.
No. He was fine. Like, he was fine. Because Baron Morton came into the game as one of, like, the top five passers in the country. Like,
I know.
He was very good. But he had two picks that were just like, what the hell were they? I mean, look, Dampier and Morton, the way that I kind of phrase this was like, could we have a Heisman candidate coming out of this game?
I know. We both wanted it, too.
And you're like, one of these guys has the opportunity. And they, like, Dampier threw two god-awful picks. Morton threw two god-awful picks. But also, Morton got absolutely smashed on a play. And he came out, and it was one of those, like, oof. Like, he was on the sideline. You could tell. He was not doing great. The backup, Will Hammond, comes in for a couple of plays. They hand it off for the first two plays, and then it was like Morton comes back out, I think, for a play or two. And then it was that he's like, nah, he's not okay. Like, he has to come out. And Will Hammond goes out there and balls out, goes 13-16, 170, two touchdowns.
It's 61 on the ground.
I mean, this was a game that was 10-3 at half. Third quarter, neither team scores, and then
I was ready to shut it off.
Tech drops an absolute hammer in the fourth quarter and goes 24-7.
And tells everybody, hey, we're legit.
And it was just like, damn. I mean, Utah couldn't run the ball. Utah couldn't throw the ball. Up until the fourth quarter, Utah's defense was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then fourth quarter, the dam just broke.
broke.
Well, we're you know talking about this earlier when we were chatting about the Ducks, like, and how some teams just once you get to the fourth quarter, that's mm-hmm. where the separation is. Like in the Apple Cup, that's exactly what happened. Game was tight, got to the fourth quarter, and UW has guys, and Washington State does not. And that's when it got turned on because they threw themselves 28 points in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. just like Texas Tech did here. And I think when you're in a game that's 10-3 through three quarters, your defense is doing a lot of work,
yep.
a lot of work. And Hammond was the shot to the energy that they needed. And Utah's defense was, for lack of better terms, cooked at that point.
You had a couple of big plays. You had the 73-yarder, and you had a couple other chunk plays. You had a 33-yarder and then a 21-yarder. I'm sorry, the 24-yarder for touchdowns, 21 and 24, where not like massive plays on the 22-yard on the 20-plus yarders, but they were explosive plays outside the red zone that were big. And then you had the 73-yarder that got them in range.
It was Hammond's second touchdown, and it's like, this game's over yep. now. And you knew it instantly.
Because Dampier just did not have it. Mm-hmm. And the question wasn't about whether or not Tech's offense was going to be good enough. It was like, because Tech spent a ton of money on their defense. Mm-hmm. They made Dampier look like Klubnik. Like, it was just like he just had no clue, mm-hmm. nowhere to go.
Game was moving too fast.
Any, like, he was that Utah offensive line, which is very good, mm-hmm. got bullied.
Did we give Whittingham too much credit going into this game, no. or were we just wrong about Texas Tech?
No, I think we were wrong about Tech.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I don't think Utah's a bad team.
No, I don't either. Did they stay ranked? No, they dropped out.
I believe they dropped out. I just did the AP poll.
But Texas Tech, you know, we were talking about whoever wins this game is going to go what, the 14th? They moved Texas Tech all the way up to 12.
Well, that's because a team in the top 10 got absolutely throttled
and has no business being ranked. Look, we talk about Notre Dame not doesn't deserve to be ranked. I think Notre Dame has more of a case than Illinois.
Yes,
and we'll get to that game tomorrow.
Yeah, that game.
I got it in notes for tomorrow. But I think you're right. I think we underestimated Texas Tech. I think what's so hard about them is we don't have enough data to know that if you are spending money at that clip, that your results are instant. You know, I feel like teams that are spending that kind of money, it's kind of a slow burn to get there. Maybe that's what Texas A&M has taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just injecting dollars into your lineup does not have immediate success. It's the guys like Dan Lanning, the guys like Cristobal at Miami, that's like, okay, here are my bones. This is my foundation. Mm-hmm. I need some new wallpaper and a new sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go and get those. We don't have enough data on, I need a new house.
Well, I don't think Tech went that far. I just think they did because for the first time.
But they
time,
probably did more so than anybody else.
Yes, but it's also them spending with the big boys for the first time. So the gap looks different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not that they're spending $60 million on a roster. It's that they're spending $25 million on a roster for the first time.
And they used to spend five or six.
Yeah.
But, like, but that's what I'm saying, though. Yes. We don't know what those returns are yet.
And, like, this is what we always talk about. Like, oh, they haven't played anybody, because they played Arkansas Pine Bluff. They go 67-7. They play Kent State. They go 62-14.
Kent State might be, with San Diego State, with a W,
yeah.
Kent State might be the worst program.
Yeah, I think they've lost, like, 27 in a row or something like that. Oregon State, they beat 45-14. And then they beat a really good Utah
team,
34-10.
And
that is a statement win because this is who Tech plays for the rest of the season.
They're on a bye this week. I was like, they're playing Houston? Yeah. And then Oregon State's playing Houston.
Then they
must be on a bye.
Houston, Kansas, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, BYU, UCF, West Virginia. BYU is currently the only team on their schedule that is left that is ranked.
Well, Arizona State's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the road.
Yep. And stuff always gets weird.
Always
there.
Gets weird. I hope it's a night game.
I hope so too.
Yeah, but they've got a chance here. If
they can legit.
Are you looking at their schedule on ESPN?
Yeah.
No, do you notice something?
That none of their game times are listed?
Correct.
Yes.
That's intentional.
Yes.
Because I think they're looking at it now like, ooh, okay, reset.
Yep.
Everything's off the table or everything's on the table. Yep. Let's clean slate.
Let's make sure that we get these guys in a slot.
Yes. Because one of these games, you know, like, I don't know what
because the Big 12 is all over the place. Yeah. So you're like, okay, we need to make sure that this is a team that needs to be in a prime slot for either a late afternoon or night game.
I don't know what 4 weeks from now on the slate looks like, but
who does Arizona State play?
That's what I'm checking. Arizona State has TCU on the road, who is ranked.
And then Utah.
Or at home. Then they're Utah on the road, and then Tech, and there's a bye in there somewhere.
Arizona State needs to win out.
If Arizona State wins leading in the Texas Tech game, they'll be ranked. That could be a game day. Yes. That's how the national media is looking at Texas Tech.
Mississippi State could just be a blip on the radar of like a they went into Starkville and slipped.
Yeah, and I heard his interview where he's like, dude, we stayed in a hotel an hour and a half away from town. You know, I mean, the weird stuff he said about food and like the dietary restrictions.
It's like Ole Miss and Kentucky last year, like where you just Ole Miss. I've mentioned this stat so many times. They trailed during the season last year for less than 2 minutes of the entire season.
Like Dillingham was bitching about some weird stuff, like weird inconveniences his team had to go through.
But it's
however they still had to go through it, and they went into the most raucous Starksville I've seen in a decade.
Cowbell Kingdom was lit,
more lit than I've. Yeah. Maybe ever seen it.
Like it was
like that was
like
a tough place.
Prescott throwing for 5,000 or 4,000 yards in college kind of
deal. And I'm not saying the refs were against Arizona State. I don't think that at all, but Dillingham had real issues with the refereeing, with the officiating in that game.
Yeah.
He was stressed. He looked like he was going to have a stroke.
But we wondered, would the winner of this game move into the top 10? And
they got close.
They got real close.
I think Tech is gaining a lot of respect, but to your point, yeah, we'll see. It's going to be hard for them to move up with that soft of a schedule.
I mean, in all reality, they could have had Indiana not done what they did and had Auburn knocked off Oklahoma.
They would be a top 10 team.
They'd be 10th.
They'd be a top 10 team. Man, do they got the softest schedule left in the Big 12?
Probably. Whereas when you looked at that schedule before the season, Kansas State, BYU, Arizona State,
Houston.
Houston, Utah. Like, you would have had four.
Dude, UCF, man. Scott Frost.
Yeah, did you see the news there?
I did.
That sucks.
Sad.
Yeah. For those who don't know, the assistant coach passed away.
That's rough.
So, yeah, he had a medical emergency 2 weeks ago and been in the hospital. And
win one for the Gipper, I guess.
He was the former App State coach.
Yeah.
Sean Clark.
Is he the guy that beat Michigan? Yeah. That guy's my hero.
Yeah.
All right, we come back. We'll slide over to the NFL and quarterbacks. Not having a great day, and this one might have had the worst day possible. We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan. Just watch Pat McAfee jump into a pool. What the hell's going on?
Brother, McAfee at the end of game day sprints from the stage.
Where is this?
It's at Miami.
Oh. Why is there a giant pool there?
It's Miami.
I guess there's a pool everywhere.
Dude, I mean, like, come on, man. It's swimming.
Look at that tan line.
Oh, he's got the leg tan. I mean, he's got the short shorts.
I'll give him credit for that.
But McAfee, number one, he's got punter leg, man. That dude's got some thick old legs on him still.
Is it like the Nadal thing? Is like one leg thicker than the other
Probably.
Leg? I'm sure now he's balanced it out. But I would love to see a punter with one leg that's just massive and the other one's all thin.
Did you ever see the Gareth Bale photo that went viral years ago?
No.
His hamstring?
No.
Like his hamstrings.
Really?
I'll find it. It is one of the most insane things I've ever, like physical traits of a human. You're just like, that makes sense. You can kick the ball like 60 yards away and bend it with like 70 miles an hour.
I love Gareth Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad he left. Too bad the second he got to Real Madrid, it was like, bye-bye, Gareth Bale.
Yeah, well, that happens. But McAfee on game day, they're wrapping up the show. He starts to stand up, but he does like a full-on WWE promo cut.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's like doing the fight song thing.
Like, but he's like
he did it at Tennessee.
He's like, the U is back, and he's doing this. He's like, he goes like 150 yards and then climbs the 30-meter dive board. And he's like, he gets to the top. He's like, I'm a little winded kind of deal because he's like, because he's talking the whole time he's running in a suit. He gets up to the top of the diving board, and he pops the IFB out, takes the mic pack off, throws off the suit jacket, tears off the shirt.
Happens to be wearing black tidy whities.
He's got this black Nike Speedo on. It was funny.
He had to have known he was
going
to do this.
He was going to. He does the full tuck. He reaches down the pants, tucks the... Look, it's a Disney show. You know, you got to make sure you're not going to pull the pants down and, you know, have just wop it out.
Pretty although, sure he was sniffing his own brand, too, I mean, at that moment.
Although, being full on display would be pretty on brand for Pat McAfee. Oh, I accidentally let my huge unit here spill out of my underwear.
On Disney.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Of course, Pat McAfee has a giant unit. Right. You know what I mean?
No. But then he gets up there and he does the cross pose and then sends it.
I thought he tucked into the pencil dive a little too early.
Well, you got to make sure if you've ever jumped off the 30 meter platform, number one, it's a lot higher than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, that is a That is a long way.
For some reason, jumping into water, I'm less afraid.
Oh, so not 30 meters, 30 feet. It's 10 meters.
30 feet, yeah. For some reason, I knew what you meant. For some reason, jumping off a diving board 30 feet in the air, the heights wouldn't bother me like they do in normal. Oh. And I think it's because, like, water, I'm like, ooh, I'm safe.
Oh, no, that the first, like, they had a THPRD out in Beaverton. They have the big swim center. I remember the first time I went off the 10-foot diving board, and I was like, whoa, that's the one that has all the flex. This is the big platform. And I remember that walk up there, and I was like, oh, this is a lot higher up than I thought. When you get to the top, and you're like, damn,
also,
this is up here. But if you lean wrong, you lean too far back, you lean too far forward, you're going to feel it.
You feel it.
And your shorts are gonna you're gonna need like a a removal tool to get it out of between the crack of your ass if you land wrong. But look, I know McAfee's not everybody's cup of tea. I love it.
He's growing on me for sure.
It's just everyone's like, oh, he's bro-y, and I'm like, and
you also
so is football.
I'm also going, yeah, right. Like, what do you want? Of course he's bro-y.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think Herb Street's bro-y? He's just cleaner.
He just dials it back.
Yeah, he's just cleaner.
You don't think Herbie, the second the mic turns off,
the quarterback from Ohio State that's good looking on TV every day?
Yeah.
That guy is a bro.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
I feel great when I watch a guy like Pat McAfee run to a diving board that's not very far away and be winded. It makes me feel like I can be winded doing that as well.
Talking while he's doing it.
I know.
That is a difficult.
I'm going to be like, oh, see, I'm fat and out of shape just like him.
It was very funny watching like every like sideline reporter like quote tweet it with like, that was actually pretty impressive, in fact. Like, because they have to do the walk and talk with coaches and stuff like that. Like, being able to do that and keep your breath and not have it really show, it's a difficult thing.
Is he on top of the mountain right now?
Yes.
Of sports?
Yes. Yes. He's making more money than God.
I don't just mean money, but like, he's the number one guy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but nobody's above him.
Yeah, because Steven is just too much of a punching bag.
Yeah.
He makes the money.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're on top.
No. I bet you even in the pecking order, and Stephen A doesn't want to admit it, Stephen A is number one there. I'm sorry, McAfee's number one there.
Yeah, if
McAfee got a guy fired.
Yeah, if McAfee was like, if you don't get rid of Stephen A. Smith, I walk, they fire Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think McAfee is the biggest swing in you know what in that building.
Told you. It wouldn't shock me if he had a giant unit.
I mean, yeah, good for him. But I mean, look.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah, look. I don't think he was too worried about getting up there in a Speedo.
Yeah.
Still in great shape.
I saw him. One of my first real exposures to him was, I think it was Montana State.
Mm.
Game day was at that game for some reason.
Well, for some reason. That's a great rivalry game. It is.
Well, game day is not at Wazoo UW.
It's not.
You tread lightly. Dude. Tread
did
lightly.
Did we see the game? Did we see the game?
For three quarters? Yeah, dude. We lost by seven. Cougs lost by seven, dude. Close game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, McAfee is reigning supreme right now.
Text line 503-864-6326. Am I a Spurs fan? I am not. I'm a Liverpool kid. I do have to preface that I was a Liverpool fan when they were garbage, so I'm not a Johnny Come Lately on
this. There you go.
I got Sprague into football.
I know. I'm look so at stoked. You. It's like you got him into soccer. I'm going to get you into gambling.
Better chance of him into soccer than me into gambling.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you talking about this morning when I came in?
Well, that is a good point. Schultzy, did you hear me talk about this? The wager I placed at A-Lin-A?
I missed your gambling talk.
So we were at Fan Madness,
indeed,
which I can't wait. I've never done a show for Fan Madness. Yeah. I've just been up there, so I'm stoked to do a show for
and
Fan Madness.
I'm going to put the cart before the horse. A-Lin-A has taken care of us and put us up.
Oh, that's right.
I mean,
I don't need
you
to.
You could go home. For me, it's an hour and a half drive.
But I would love it if they put me up because I'll have my wife come up and then
and
just have a little staycation.
Rooms there are nice.
I bet. We were up there for Fan Madness, and it's really the only time I gamble. Like, Rob teaches me how to gamble, and I lay some scratch down on college basketball because I love college basketball. And it's like the only time I will gamble is that I'm there.
I felt bad. I not only did I bet against Kansas when Rob was on, when they were playing Arkansas, I bet Arkansas before the game, and then I bet the live line.
You doubled down.
And then I bet the cover, and then it was ding, 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 ding. I'm like, sorry, dude.
Rob teaches me how to gamble, and I only gamble because I'm there. I think that's what a lot of me not gambling is that I like doing it there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to cash my ticket in then.
Yeah. How many minutes away do you live from A-Lin-A?
Like 11.
There you go. All of a sudden, I give you the itch. You know what's going to do? You know what we should do one of these times? We should have like all the shows somewhere for a football for a Sunday. We should do an hey sales. Get us an ALNA day on Sunday.
We're just gonna all go up and watch football.
And I'll get you live betting games, and that's just gonna get you hooked.
But like I said, being there, I'm down.
But see, if all of a sudden I just start getting you live betting games though, and then it just kinda trickles into, you know, it's kinda fun. Maybe I'll come down here on Sundays and watch games down here now on. And then now you sort of find yourself at home and you're like, you know what? I don't wanna hop in the car.
Dude, I got a buddy that's there every single day, yeah. And I'm not doing that.
No. I don't ever want to do that.
No. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the guy you should worry about. Yeah, I heard.
Does his wife know he's there every day?
I think so.
He's at the grocery store getting milk and cigarettes. But no, I heard Dirt talk about how he likes the live bet games. Mm-hmm. I don't do that as much, but I remembered him saying that, and I was sitting there on Sunday, and I was like, should I live bet these games? Should I? I opened the app, but I didn't do it.
Well, so I was there for Fan Madness and bet on some college basketball games. Actually made some good money. I think I came up like 40, 50 bucks. I think I walked in with $100 and came out. Yeah, and that includes the $20 that I placed for the Cleveland Guardians to win the Central.
I remember this.
I put down $20. Cleveland was picked to finish fourth in the AL Central. In July, they were 15 and a half games back, and I was ready to rip it up and decided not to. Cleveland is currently one game behind the Tigers. Let's go!
What's your 20 payout then? What were the
82.50.
That's it.
Well,
I know. I was sad that it was only 80 bucks, but still, 80 bucks?
80
bucks. That 20 bucks I threw down there, I completely forgot about that. This is like free money.
We're up against it, and now we have to, number one, give you an update. Number two, where we're going next in the NFL. Test confirmed, 49ers Pro Bowler defensive end Nick Bosa has suffered a season-ending torn ACL.
Dude, we will get to this next, okay? I know more players on the San Francisco 49ers IR than I do actually playing the game.
Wow. This is why I said it, dude. This is why I said spin the chamber. Spin the chamber of this division.
We'll walk into that next, but first we'll toss it over to Schultzy with sports. Well, it's just that kind of day around here. I just ran into the brand man, and he said, breaking news kind of day. And well, it's just sometimes how the world rolls, you know?
Can we say hog on air?
Yeah, hell yeah, you can say hog.
Of course, hog.
Dude, I love it. I was just telling Danny in the break.
Hog's a great euphemism.
It's such a great euphemism.
Maybe not in certain contexts.
It makes me giggle like fart jokes. When someone's like, he's got a hog. Yeah. You got a hog down there? I'm just giggling.
So Pat McAfee has a hog.
Yeah, definitely has a hog. Okay. Yeah. Big Harley guy.
Yeah. Big old Harley guy.
Look at that black Speedo and the hog. No.
Ooh.
You're a little too much of a pause after that.
I didn't know where you're going, Schultzy. I knew I was
going somewhere I didn't want to, and I didn't want to create a sound clip, so I stopped myself.
I am ready to ride the ride.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Day exactly. After day after day. I got that years ago, and I just kept it. I had to redo my whole drop board, Schultzy, and there were a few things I kept. I kept that one. I had to keep that one.
Of course you did.
I had to keep that one.
It's a good one.
I had to.
It's a good one.
I had to.
He's a big-ass boy.
Breaking news here as Bosa is hurt, which is not breaking news. Right? That Bosa is hurt. However, Nick Bosa for the 49ers has torn his ACL again and is out for the rest of the year. I teased this going into the break, but I'm going to double down on it again. I swear to you, I know more players on IR for the San Francisco 49ers than I do that actually play on the field. And I'm not joking. Jennings, Ayuk, Purdy, Bosa, Kittle, and Warner. Warner's the only guy of that group that is playing. Trent Williams, okay, I know him.
God, that's right. Jacob Cowing's on IR too.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Like, that's it, man.
Even their backup, Curtis Rourke, the Indiana quarterback, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
We talked about it last week, man. And
this is what I said about the division.
Thank you so much, though, for enlightening me on this, because I think about it all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
That you were talking about, they have a larger leash. What did you call it?
Injury,
you called it
tolerance.
Injury tolerance. I think about that all the time now. Like, teams that aren't getting hurt, I'm like, man. Because I always think it's traitors.
Bosa's incredible, but he's made of glass. But you're
both
thinking
of them are.
If your thinking is, if we can get him through a season, because he's incredible.
He's incredible. He's, so is his brother.
Yes, they're
both great.
They're unreal. They're unreal players. There's no doubt about it. But they are the Zion Williamsons of the NFL in that like they are too powerful for their own bodies. And so they break. This is what happens like when you have so much power on a frame. And it's not like those guys have small frames.
No, they're huge.
They're massive humans, but they're like Myles Garrett is just so different because he's so big, so strong, so explosive that you're just waiting for him to get injured and he doesn't. And it's like, why?
But their bodies are also built differently than like, say, the Davis kid from Philly. You know, we'll talk about that in Web Gems today. Like, that's a big
boy. That's a big old boy.
That's a big boy, but he is large. It's the Bosa guys are just
lean,
giant shoulders.
And they're lean as hell.
Exactly.
There's and like, just, you know, you remember the old days of pitchers? CC Sabathia, Roger Clemens, like Randy Johnson was the one guy.
Yeah, he was like skinny. The toothpick.
Everybody, like, even like the Brave staff, you know, Maddox, Glavin, like those guys, they weren't like jacked. Mm-mm. They all had a little bit of extra weight on them.
Smoltz. Yeah. Glavin was the smallest of the three. Like, but I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like all Schilling, Pedro,
Wells.
Every one of these guys, every single one of these, like you hear them and CC is the guy who's been most honest about it.
He was like, we had a big drinking problem.
Well, but not just that, but he would always say like, I do this, like, yes, I'm overweight, but I wouldn't like get in shape because this, like,
it would ruin me as a pitcher.
It protects me.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, it is a form of protection. Like Aaron Donald's like that one, like one-off example who's 310 pounds in his prime, but is like 90% muscle.
Yeah, I mean,
he had his freaking six pack at 300 pounds.
Once CC got out of the league, he instantly lost weight.
Well, didn't
Joe Thomas the exact same thing?
He had a season where he actually lost weight and he pitched terrible.
And he wasn't good.
Yeah.
And it was like Karsten Charles Sabathia. Yeah. That's my guy.
And there's something to like having a little bit of like having some protection on your body.
And that might benefit Bosa's.
But I mean, the horrible thing for him personally is this is the same knee.
I know. That was the first question I asked you. I was like, same knee? And you were like, same knee.
Same knee. Because like once it starts, like as somebody who has experienced a lot of these, once it goes, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's just, it is what it is. The Niners are undefeated.
I've got a fun experiment for us at some point this week. 3-0 versus 0-3 teams. Like, what 3-0 teams are you worried about?
I mean,
what 0-3 teams are you not worried about?
The Niners.
And the Niners lead that conversation.
But the Niners beat the Seahawks 17-13. I know everybody's really high on Seattle.
I think Sam Darnold beat the Seahawks against the Niners. Like, or Joe Alt is the one who beat the Seahawks in that game. Otherwise, the Seahawks should have won that game.
Not Alt. Alt's Chargers.
Sorry.
Trent Williams.
No. He's the right tackle. He got blown up.
Oh, yeah. You got
by Bosa.
Yeah. Lucas.
Thank you. Yes. Abe Lucas. Oh, man. Joe Alt's in the Chargers. Yes. Abe Lucas. Yes. Abe Lucas.
Right after signing his contract.
Abe Lucas cost Seattle that game. Got blown up by Nick Bosa.
But you know what? Both the Seahawks and the 49ers share. Oh, and against the Saints.
Yeah.
Like, does, and then.
And they share that with Arizona, too.
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, you look at, like, everyone's like, oh, well, look at the NFC West. They're 3-0, then 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. I'm like, I don't care. That division still sucks.
Yeah.
Like the Rams are the best team in that division.
Bar none.
Like, I spun the chamber, landed on the Rams. Okay, that's fine.
And I'm no longer spinning the chamber.
No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I landed on the Cardinals. I'm saying like if I spun it again, I land on the Rams. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what though, you know what the Cardinals did this weekend?
I seen it.
They covered.
that's you're picking up that. That's your win of the weekend. It's not that they lost. No. It's that they covered the spread.
Plus 1.5. And I told Dirt, I go, I almost took them to cover the spread and the money line. But I'm like, I just have a reeling suspicion that this game is going to be a 1-point game.
Side note.
One way or the other. Like I had this like a 20-21 game.
I don't know how much we'll get into that game. So I'll side note tangent here. Mm-hmm. That holding call, which gave Arizona safety, was soft. Extra Charmin, soft call.
It's the right call.
Soft as hell,
both,
dude.
Both hands around
it. Such a soft call.
both hands around.
I'm watching it real time, and I was like, where's the hold? Because, like, it happened, mm-hmm. and I'm watching Mac Jones scramble.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't see the hold, wasn't shocked that a hold flag was thrown, because when a quarterback's scrambling like that trying not to get sacked in the end zone.
He got cooked
yeah.
on the edge, and he put both hands grabbed. Like.
But I watched it, and I was like, that is soft. That is so soft.
You have to throw that flag. Not only is he past him, the tackle is facing the end zone and reaches out with both hands and grabs his waist.
The reason I don't like that call is because it inflicts points. Any other time, I'm okay with it. But that, for a safety, is soft.
But if he doesn't grab him, does he get to him? Probably.
And that's why the flag is thrown.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the answer to that question. If I could sit here 10 toes down and say no, I would.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
There's
that.
A good chance it gets to him.
I don't know.
Or
that.
Mac has to throw it away and there's nobody there.
And it's intentional.
And it's grounding and it's a safety.
Which Kyler Murray did in that game as well, and they didn't call it a safety. Like, he threw intentional grounding in the end zone. That's a safety, is it not?
It's supposed to be.
That was a weird game.
Dude,
watching Niners games. All you Niners fans out there, like, bless your heart. And I don't mean it.
You're just,
I don't mean it in the jerk way from the South.
You're holding on
like,
by a thread.
Dude, I would, oh my gosh, my mind would, I would just pull my hair out watching it. I don't even have hair.
Mm-hmm.
Every game is just ugly football, yet you're finding a way to win. Okay.
You've won by over 3 weeks. You've won by 9, 10 points. Three games, you've won by 10 points.
And you played the Saints in there. Because every other game is
and
like
the
two.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you beat Seattle by? 2 points?
Four.
17-13. And you beat the Cardinals by one?
And you beat the Saints by five.
I thought they didn't blow them out.
It's 26-21.
I didn't realize that game was as close as it was. I think I saw 26-14, and I was like, oh, this is over, and didn't realize that they must have got a backdoor touchdown.
Still covered. Bless your heart,
Niners
fans. I think they were -3.5, and I was like, that was my bet of the week that week. And I'm like, I don't care what this is. They're going to cover this.
Bless your heart, Niners fans. I don't know how you do it, but you're doing it this year. 503-864-6326. Tell me how you cope. I want to know. I need to know for my future when my teams suck, I need new coping mechanisms.
Yeah, because you can't get past that.
Look at that. Lights on his face.
Oh, yeah, a little laser pointer.
WebGems is next. Everybody's favorite. We'll get into the kick sixes for everybody. You get a kick six. You get a kick six. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's WebGems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single day at 11:45. WebGems. WebGems brought to you today by the Kick Six, but not in the Kick Six you think. Not the Auburn-style Kick Six.
No.
Although there was a Kick Six in the Canadian League. I think it was the Canadian League. You ever seen the Canadian League, how their like end zone
no
is
longer,
20 yards?
Mm-hmm.
This guy got it from the back of the end zone.
And housed it.
128 yards.
Yeah, because it's 110-yard field plus the 18
the
X, deep.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
That's a long way, brother.
Wider field than normal, too.
It is, too. Yeah, you're right. It's a wider field. Why do they play football different up there?
Because it's Canada.
They love the Rouge? I don't know.
What if they told us that we played football different down here?
Well, no, because it's our game. We invented it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They were very secondary.
I had the opportunity. I went to, when I was in Grand Forks, I went up to the Winnipeg Blue Bomber games.
Yeah.
Winnipeg's 40 minutes away. Like, massive city.
I got some friends that live in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg's a dope city. Shout out to Tijuana Yacht Club. This huge, like, club.
Already love it.
Oh, yeah. Huge, like Miami-style club that's also a hotel across the street from the Blue Bomber Stadium. Stayed up there a couple times. Made some very poor choices. Had some very good times up there. Shout out Winnipeg.
It's Canada. It's very easy and legal to make poor choices.
Oh, God, yes. There's things that I found out that were legal there that I did not know were legal there that I was surprised by on my birthday.
But this weekend in the NFL, we saw two times in which kicks were blocked.
Speaking of surprises.
And ran back to the house.
Mm.
One of them, I'm not surprised by the Philadelphia Eagles, but
God,
boy,
they just find a way.
Dude, the Rams had that game.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford had that game in the bag. That's a tough way to lose.
That Jalen Hurts guy in the second half was pretty good.
And Davis, I mean, you gotta love the idea of I blocked the kick and I ran it back.
Oh, dude.
That's absolutely amazing.
I would you know, just let me go real quick. You know, just a little.
Yeah.
Oh, stand up salute, a good thick six.
You want to talk about a hog, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's hogging.
I love a good thick six. I don't care if it's off the pick, if it's a scoop and score. Big fella chugging along. Jordan Davis can move.
Yeah, dude.
Like he
That's a big boy that can move.
Move. That wasn't the USC guy who's 360. He was moving for a guy that size. Jordan Davis was just flat out moving.
Well, and I always think about how fans react to it too. Like my buddy Brian owns Lombard House. It's like the big Eagles bar in town. Mm-hmm. Which by the way, they're collecting peanut butter for the St. John's Food Share during every Eagles game.
There you go.
They had 75 jars yesterday for the game.
That's a lot of peanut butter.
Shout out what they're doing up there, helping out people that
Jordan Davis
can't help themselves.
Also 5 tackles, a sack, a TFL, and a QB hit on top of a thick six.
Dude, he was
a monster.
Looking at Sirianni's reaction down the sidelines as that's going on, which, by the way, Aaron Glenn did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn's was actually cool.
Oh, he was running with him
and started dancing at the end. I thought that was great. I want, kind of like what I was thinking about with Lombard House when this happens, what is going on in the stands of Philly? I wish I could have just seen a shot of like...
You know the wide shot of the sports bar with the big screen TV where the...
Like, everybody throws their beers in the air? That's in England.
That's what it was.
Oh, man.
That's what it was.
I think you're dead to rights. He kicks that field goal. You lose.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And while he's running it back, like this is the Marshawn Lynch thing, the beast quake.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to be a part of that. And I probably never will.
Greg Jennings put the team on his back, though.
You got to be insanely lucky. Like, Danny, there's 9 of us, okay? And we're blue-collar folks. We don't got a ton of money, but we all go in on a season ticket, and we each get one home game. Mm-hmm. I'm just lucky that I got the Rams game.
Yep.
Because at first you're probably like, oh my God, why is the game I go to we lose? And then you get a thick six. That's amazing.
This team, this Eagles team, and we always do this. We did this with the Giants when they won their Super Bowls. We did this with the Patriots in a different way. We did this Mahomes for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just find a way. And that's making your own luck.
Yeah.
You can kind of
create your own luck.
And you know how you do that? You get really, 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 really good players.
That helps a lot. Breaking news here, Bob. Great players, great things happen to great players.
I mean, did you see Travis Kelce just melt down on Reed?
Because I don't know if he's a great player anymore.
That's the thing. I think he's reconciling.
Yeah, we'll get to that next hour. Yeah,
A little behind the scenes. When we were in the commercial break, Auburn just released a Bruce Pearl
montage.
It was like a farewell. It was like pre-produced, but kind of live recorded kind of a deal. And it's this idea of like, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And for Kelce, that might've been last year.
Yeah. Once you have the thought, should I stay? That means
it means it's time.
You're already gone. Yeah.
If you're already gone. And Bruce Pearl kind of went into like, I was mowing the lawn, shoveling the snow. And it was just like,
I mean, I think the average person thinks about this all the time. Like think about when you're at your job, once you decide, I don't want to work here anymore, you're never going to change your mind.
No.
You're never going to. It's already in.
Now, you may not leave, but you're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, personally for me, it was like pursuing radio. Before I got this job, our old boss, Jeff Austin, when we were talking about it, and, you know, they asked me to come on, I basically said, look, if this isn't it, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like that, because I was ready to go on. But like that's kind of what it is. It's one of those things where it's time for something, and there's time for something else. And I think when you look at the Chiefs and Eagles, and we'll talk, you know, the difference between them and where the Chiefs are, the Eagles, it's their time.
Very much so.
Where were the Chiefs, even though they got the win, I don't think if you're a Chiefs fan, you're not feeling good coming out of that game. If you're an Eagles fan, you know what you don't care about? You don't care that Jalen Hurts threw for 20 yards in the first half.
You don't care.
Because he was so damn good in the second
half. What do we always say? There's no style points in the NFL.
Nope.
Dubs are dubs.
Look, Jalen Hurts said it to Chris Jones last week when Chris Jones, you didn't have 100 yards. Shut your ass up. We won.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care how many yards I have.
And like,
I don't care.
Honestly, that moment got me to be like, I like Jalen Hurts.
I know. He's really easy to root for. I think he's always been easy to root for.
There was always something about him where the robot that he is, I didn't necessarily like, but that's just who he is. It's not fake. You can't fake that funk. And the dude, and I hate saying this because it's so dumb and so trivial, he's just a winner.
He's a winner.
He's just a winner,
and
man.
It probably all started when he lost that halftime gig to Tua, and he was like, never again.
Nope.
I'm not doing this
and
ever
And now he
again.
Just wins.
Now he just wins. He's got a little like Eli in him in the sense of like, you're good. You're really good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all-time great, but dubs are dubs.
But damn do you win. Damn do you win.
And you beat Tom Brady, so everyone's stoked about that.
And there's something about you that emanates off you through your team.
We'll stick here in the NFL as we get into the final hour. We've got a lot of leftovers for tomorrow. There's more college football to get to, more NFL to get to. We'll actually chat some Mariners tomorrow. But in the final hour, we're living in the NFL as Baker takes things personally. We'll get to that at the top. Hang out with us, guys. We're having an awesome little Monday over here. 105.1 The Fan.